Blog Talk Radio.
Tender rotisserie chicken. Nuggets. New from Boston Market. The real rotisserie taste you love and bite-sized pieces of perfection. Get your hands on a combo meal today. Boom.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
And welcome to another edition of the wonderful BevNat Classics. Now tonight, we are going to give you something that you need and deserve, and it's a show that we all love. And the name of it is The Boston Chronicles. Now tonight, it's a great show, brought to you May of 2022. And as we get it, we're going to have some music, and I need to get us along the way. Now, I want to thank all the folks that count out Robbie to listen to us on a constant basis. And I thank you all for what you do for us. So, without any further ado, let's go right into what we need to do. Now, we're going to take callers as well. And those callers can reach us at 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation. And it's brought to you by Ngozi Time, a multimedia. So, sit back and relax and enjoy yourself. But that's what we're going to do. And also, we're taking the chat tonight from Beatrice Simpson. We want to thank you for calling in from Sacramento, California. And this young lady says in the heart of hearts that she's very, very glad to be a part of our wonderful programming. So thank you so much for joining us, and we love you very, very much. Now, for all the rest of the people, sit back and enjoy the show, and I'll be with you in 30 seconds. Enjoy the music.
the blink of an eye, I'll be there. And if they don't know why, I'm gonna make a pay. Till their dying day. Till their dying day. Till their dying day. Oh, got a license to kill. And you know, I'm so insane. But you're a heart, baby. Got a license to kill. Anyone who tries to tear us apart. I got a license to kill. And you know I'm going straight for your heart. Oh, oh, oh. Got a license to kill. Anyone who tries to tear us apart.
This is what men do to try to get every hair. This is what we do. Introducing Fusion Pro Glide, rebuilt with FlexBall technology, makes maximum contact over tricky contours and gets virtually every hair. New FlexBall for the Fusion Pro Glide. Gillette, the best a man can get.
Nigga, you remember that shit I gave you last week, nigga? It's nothing, nigga. It's nothing. It's nothing, nigga.
Poetic beat, poetic beat.
This shit right here, nigga. This shit right here, nigga. Right here, this shit, nigga. This shit here, nigga.
The bigger the cap, the bigger the pill.
Here I go again, making this paper, chasing these bars, just got back from Jamaica. Oh my gosh, baby, put the out-of-town plates on the back of the car. Tell them we gon' meet them in the back of the bar. This money like birthday money, all big faces, need all that. Put the money in the safe and the flow in the basement. Stack it, wrap it, rubber bands, roll blunts and drive with my other hand. Win or lose, you already know MCs gon' get it when I bend the rules. It's the microphone master, super rhyme maker. West Coast Cali got a grand on the Lakers. MCs, go hard or go home. Get a whole zone right in your own zone like
God damn.
The West Coast never fell off.
What's up to the G-Code? Look on, yo.
What you think we suckers?
How you gonna be down with us? Trying to come in the back door.
The West Coast never fell off.
What's up to the G-Code? Look on, yo.
What you think we suckers?
Bound together by motherfuckers that's known to break them off, son.
Romeo's horseshoe, soul, rubber heel, yeah, that's that nigga shield. Black coat jacket, 84 black with the chrome fadeaways, getting money nowadays. Baby, meet the flockers, flocking like pigeons. Invade and follow you back the way you're living. Break bread to catch one to the head. Barack's dead chain, so I'm jacking instead. Pause, that's too much info. A sucker MC's about to get with the info. Instrumental nympho. Still on the endo, moving in slow-mo, but still on tempo. Alexander, oh, chill, never late. And bitches never leave me alone like Nate. Fuck a legend, put me down, that's great. How you kick a strip, niggas fucking with a soul play.
God damn.
The West Coast never fell off.
What's up to the G-Code? Look on, yo.
What you think we suckers?
How you gonna be down with us? Trying to come in the back door.
West Coast never fell off.
What's up to the G-Code?
Look on, yo.
What you think?
suckers. Wake your punk ass up.
You niggas slept too long. Good afternoon. My flow crazy, straight jacket in that padded room. Black pistol, Jack Nichols, nigga. I'm full of thoughts about your naga, leave a clear conscience. Grant your death wish. Call me Charles Bronson. Call me narcissistic. Most my cars topless. Grave digger, gold shovel, bury all of y'all. Stay strapped and I'm ready. Case my karma calls. Big body swerving, I'm hugging up all the lanes. Full Kevlar, Thunder Gabbana, guardian angel. How well is that? Who is him? Keep my pockets swole. My hustle in the gym. Threat roll with me from jump. That nigga too witty. Chill, still conscious. Most wanted with the blue fitted. Don't trip out the west. We straight. I'll get that ass served on the side. Soul play, nigga.
Yeah, right, God. Damn.
The west coast never fell off.
What's up to the G-Code? Fuck on, y'all.
What you think we
suckers? How you gonna be down with us? Trying to come in the back door.
The west coast never fell off.
What's up to the G-Code? Fuck on, y'all.
What you think we suckers? Suckers.
Away. Good evening from WBBN. The Gozy Time Multimedia presents the Boston Chronicle, broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. The call-in number is 516-453-9133. Press #1 to join the Gozy Time conversation. Welcome everybody to this segment of Ngozi Time Multimedia. But pay attention. Words are a unit of language consisting of one or more spoken sounds or written representation that functions as a principal carrier of meaning. And words become accentual with accentual syllabic verses enclosed within repetition of constant sounds. The use of words creates stories of imagery to cross a divide, intentionally seeking a literary tone, and most often those sounds are beginning of words in close proximity of words. Words that can make you see how a man was made a slave and how a slave was made a man. By the level of formality that a speaker uses, and the speaker may reveal in his words his personality in an unexpected and unflattering way. And sometimes in an unusual and surprising conjunction of ideas, embodying a seemingly contradiction that is nonetheless true. Words are, of course, the most powerful drug used by mankind, because even the smallest of words can be the ones to hurt you or save you. Again, good evening from WBBN, the Gozy Time Multimedia. Presents the Boston Chronicles, broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. If you want to get on this mic tonight, the call-in number is 516-453-9133 and press #1 to join the Ngozi Time conversation. So let me kick this thing off for you. Love Colors from the Cosmic Kaleidoscope. She opens the door of my mind with a simple little message. Stir my vibes like a beautiful kaleidoscope. Her sexy little voice came again as I listened distinctly. That's what I see and feel when I see your beauty. She had me thinking about how to capture her beauty from the tones and beats of her waves of voiceful music. It was her replay. Applied in the morning light, unique musical vibes and melodies and lyrics were kaleidoscopes coming alive in my mind. Her vibrations had me high. I wanted to stay connected to her inspiration, her insight, her whispers. Come join me. Follow the yellows and blues. Let it take you on a trip through a beautiful harmonic universe. Her melodies of kaleidoscope sang with her favorite tune. Always a pleasure to share with you. It makes my spirit happy, clearly and beautifully expressing what it is in my soul frequency singing, spiritual moments of stirring syncopation. Matches beat for beat with the words, multi-love got me floating to meet her universe. I'll fly away beautiful with her, her sexy vibe inside nocturnal dreams, giving off unique vibes. Stir my vibes like a beautiful kaleidoscope. Soft, melodic, and beautiful, her inner outer song lulls me alone before her swift embrace engulfs me, radiating warmth, peace, light, and love. Her whispers sung, this is how I feel when you send your spirit on the chase of me. So daily I return the favor with a simple little message, stir my vibes like a beautiful kaleidoscope. Indeed. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome again. Now we have a track by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame legend, Brother O.
We grew him up, dog.
It's been a long time.
What's
up? Nothing can save ya. I'm flying in that peak car, smiling at haters. Scoop this little scrape to the beat. The homie Hump told me she a freak. Own hood, I trick a little bit when it's good. And still leave that hole where she stood. Hit the track, that bitch will make a stack and bring it to me. And I ain't no pimp, I'm King Tookie. I'm worldwide, doing about 100 on the 5. She like that, drop her off, I'll be right back. Trying to hit that next function. I hop on my hog so they hear me when I'm coming. Man, I wish my nigga Spade was alive. This shit ain't been the same since the Mixmaster died. And no disrespect when I'm spitting. I die for the hub and my family from kitchen.
Remember, you remember.
You know I'm a hoe. Break a bitch off, best bring me my dough. The real Compton's most wanted in this bitch. Real nice with the fist. Compton regulators break it down like this. Boys in the hood, herbs so good. Some of these out of bounds niggas wish they would.
Hey, free that nigga chill.
We hub C-Bill. Browns in the towns means caps get killed.
For sure.
Peel me off stack. Still, I'm guaranteed to rock track. You fucking with a stone crook. A couple rap bitches reaching in their pocketbook. Took a look over your shoulder. Conscious back chair, the hood's colder. A little older with wise and slang. Now bitch, act the fool cause it damn show bang. Come on.
Banging at your own ring. Real drive-by music got me on some minute shit. G on me double back.
Make sure you finish.
Vision the synthesis, no tatted tears. I done took 6 shots, shift the wheelchair, nigga. I remember a whole lot. Had to learn how to tap the flush in the dope spot. Nigga, I take niggas back like the OGs locking. When the pumps have gates, the hooks, the big homies blocking. Big have to do it, I'm young and entrepreneur. Count the 4 ways, y'all can hear it in the music.
Do you remember me?
Boy, that's how you do it, all the way live from the West Coast, down South Central, Los Angeles, California. That's how we get down in the city. All right, ladies and gentlemen, y'all ready? I hope so. Now, who do we have in the queue? Do we have
anybody
in the queue?
Hello, it's Lady A. Andrea.
Lady A. Oh, you showed up again, huh? Oh, wait. Listen here. Before you get started, before I let you get started, I got a question for you.
Okay.
And the question is, what do you need in your writing space to help you stay focused?
I need quiet. I need no distractions. I can't have a TV on or a radio or music playing while I'm writing. I have to have quiet so that I can think.
You know what? Let me tell you what I need. I need my brain to feel like it's floating on air and at the same time swimming in water.
Ooh.
And that's what I need in my space to write, because it opens my mind up to the space that's out in front of me, and at the same time I'm feeling the flow of the water that rolls through my brain. You see, feel me what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds,
okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Now, this is what I need from you. I need a piece from you that's going to mesmerize my mind and make me think.
Well, I hope this one does. I've been kind of looking throughout the day which one I was going to read, and I came across this one, and I think this will make you think. I do believe it's called She Tried.
She Tried. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Go ahead, do that piece, and I'm going to answer
okay.
you.
All right. She Tried. From the sycamores he ambled, an apparition in the night, she trembled. Recognition of his spirit, like in her dreams, his face unseen, mirrored in the windowpane. Upon his head a cotton sack, jawbone tied at his neck, wafting magnolia, whereby eyes shone quartz in ebony sky, hands caressed through window panes, brandy snifters full to brim. Take that cloth from your head. Let me kiss your brow instead. Shadowed by moon's guarding light, could not prevent sword's brutal smite. Scarlet heart fell from his chest. Ruby crystal sang his lament. She plucked it from the blood-drenched ground and wept at his gaping wound. Muscles weakened, body bent, bloody ribbons radiate. She tried to tuck his heart into his chest. Sapphire eyes weep once again. And peace.
Well, well, well. I'm gonna answer you with this piece. Her Regency met at Regal. It was their full contact, the pre-Olympic sweat practice. Will she understand when I finish the time escapade or lose the concept of the foundation of mind? He spoke to her mind as he scrolled through her eyes, with eyes but with the mind like a silver bowl. New bent in heaven, she wants to speak her mind, but she must face his cosmos. But the bass of his voice had her in a moment of discombobulation. He spoke in a way so regal that she could only pay attention to understand when his regal voice said, woman, You must have vision through open up the little eyes every time you have empathy. Every time that you have empathy, you are using your third eye. You can imagine feeling Regal touching because he feels the same Regal thrumming. Through your feet, it's a real sense, but it's a meta sense, and it must be used and tuned in. Yeah, I have a foot fetish, my personal Regal, literal, physical, true. Being open to the world, but being more connected by spiritual default. The answer is personal. It must be used as a story. Our story attuned, our vibes, and allow the story to unfold, receiving an open vision that has nothing to do with a person's spirituality or the validity of their calling. At times, it is the way he makes you feel in his Regal reality, the settling and settling of her calling. So relax and enjoy the moment with Mr. Boston. In peace. How you like me now?
I was thinking, did you write all that down as I was reading? But you obviously had this picked out from before.
No.
I'm sure.
No, that's actually that's one of my show pieces that I always do when I'm out in the town. Like if I go into San Diego to a club and do I'm a guest at a club or there's a Porsche venue going on. That's the one that everybody always, hey, do that piece you did, that one that's called Regal. And I'm like, well, I got three or four, like five pieces to that one piece. You know, what are you talking about? You know, well, let's do the Regal. So I gave you one part of the Regal because it is very long. It is seven poems long. That's
wow.
How many points? 7 points on. So, yeah, so I gave you one segment of it, and there's six more segments to it. So the last segment is a collaboration between me and Lois Shaw. So, yeah, so I thought I would do that for you. His Regal met her on the hill of her apogee. And now they drive together in that Corvette Stingray down the street, and there's no stop signs to stop. So we continue on into oblivion. There you go. Now,
lady,
I appreciate you. I do. I really appreciate you, for real. I like your pieces. I like your poems. I like your wording. I really do like your wording. Your wording is unique. Because I have never came across nobody that put their words together in a way that you have to go into the words and you have to take the journey into the words and then you have to come out and you got to stand back and say, did I go into that? Now, what did I get from that? You know, that's the kind of wording you use. So
thank
I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you for coming through and supporting WBBN and the Gozy Time Multimedia. And, of course, thank you for supporting Mr. Boston. How about that?
Thank you.
All right. So now we're about to have another track from the world-renowned DJ. Brother, oh!
I hustle with every young bleeding bone in my body. My pistol on my side, I let that hoe ride shoddy. In my black Maserati, at a drop of Bugatti. I'm focusing on my paper, I'm speeding on my Ducati. So don't make me catch a
body in the streets, body in the streets, body in the streets, catch a body in the streets.
You think I'm balling now, nigga? You ain't seen nothing since me. I do my stuff and know I ain't running from nothing. So don't make me catch a
body
in the streets.
Niggas softer than white Zinfandel. You niggas belong in Las Vegas, stripping that club, Chippendale. Sucker, I'm the truth, I ain't gon' never change. You steady shooting at the target, but ain't gotta aim. Loose links in the mental will get you caught up. You probably hear them face down stories how I was brought up. I lost a lot of time in this minimal minor setback while I'm trying to figure out a new angle to bring the setback. Bet that, been in the game, never played the bench. I might have red shirted label, but my pocket's thick. Yeah, I'm
in the club off that Rick James. A high society robbery toting on a big thing. Yeah, kicked out the house as an adolescent. That's the first time I got to hold my first Mac 11. Real niggas, it's revolutionary lies for the times. The system had us institutionalized.
I hustle with every young bling bone in my body. My pistol on my side, I let that whole ride shoddy. In my black Maserati, let it drop, have a Bugatti. I'm focusing on my paper, I'm speeding on my Ducati. So don't make me catch a
body in this bitch. Body in this bitch. Body in this bitch. Catch your body in this bitch.
You think I'm balling now, nigga? You ain't seen nothing since me. I've
been trying to tell you,
I ain't running from nothing. So don't make me catch a body
in
this bitch.
First, I ain't never gotta ask questions. A nigga slipping, that's that motherfucker's lesson. And when I'm on my grit, T-Lay ain't taking shit. Just 9-0s, a zone, or a bottom bitch. You niggas think the king playing like this shit sweet. Kicking doors, home invasion when your faggot sleep. I gotta eat, so I hustle like my last meal. Poof the dope man just to get a fast meal. Shit's real when a nigga's stomach hurts. For the love of the dope, your mama get murked. You can teach me how to Dougie, teach you how to bang. With no morals than you're loyal to the game. Shit's way official when you get a pistol. In the streets, bitches is the only thing that's simple. So when it comes to this flow, I'ma knock it out. But when it comes to that money,
I hustle with every young bleeding bone in my body. My pistol on my side, I let that whole ride shoddy. In my black Maserati, at a drop, have a Bugatti. I'm focusing on my paper, I'm speeding on my Ducati, so don't make me catch a
body in this bitch. Body in this bitch. Body in this bitch. Catch your body in this bitch.
You think I'm ballin' now, nigga? You ain't seen nothing since me. I do my stuff and know I ain't running from nothing, so don't make me catch a body in this bitch.
Running and gunning with something big. The 50 will spit your wig and knock the limbs off your kids. Hub Yankees with the bib, keep a cig when I'm dipping. Acrobatic, automatic, somebody's gonna do some flipping. Mossberg pistol gripping, cause niggas be set tripping. We vary signs and colors, cause nigga, I set different. To the left, to the right, niggas ride for their stripes. Just hope that you riding right, cause riding can get you life. Out of mind, out of sight, at night, a daylight. No collateral damage if they manage to spray right. Got that black on black nine for that black on black crime. Even if I'm in the hood, but a nigga gon' pack mine. They know I'm nutty by nature, I can never be careless. Put injunctions on my set cause they say I'm a terrorist. I'm devoted to my guns, let's just call it a marriage. Keep them from my enemies, them niggas want me to perish.
I hustle with every young bleeding bone in my body. My pistol on my side, I let that whole ride shoddy. In my black Maserati, at a drop, have a Bugatti. I'm focusing on my paper, I'm speeding on my Ducati. So don't make me catch a
body in this bitch. Body in this bitch, body in this bitch, catch your body in this bitch.
You think I'm ballin' now, nigga, you ain't seen nothing since me. I do my stuff and know I ain't running from nothing, so don't make me.
Yeah, 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 that's that West Coast B. Good evening, everybody, from WBB in the Golden Time. Multimedia presents the Boston Chronicles. We broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. Called in number is 516-453-9133. Press pound 1 to join in the Golden Time conversation. What caller do we have in queue?
Hello, Mr. Boston.
Hello.
This is Mo Garman.
Who is this?
This is Mo Garman. How are you?
Man, looky here, girl. How you doing?
I am okay. I wanted to call in and support your show. I'm enjoying your poetry. But I'm also calling to congratulate Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders, WCNN All-Time Connection Record. All time, the Darlene Lawrence Championship.
Oh my goodness! For
How's
real?
That? Yes!
Wow! Thank
right.
you. Clap it in. Oh my goodness! My! But I got a question
yes.
for you, though.
What's that?
I got a question for you.
Okay.
At what point do you think someone should call themselves a poet and a writer?
When they can rhyme like you. I can't, and I say that because, that's not my forte. I really, I can write, but I can't rhyme. Writing books or something like that is something I can do.
But you know,
this is what I don't get.
This is the part that I don't get. Where does it say in writing poetry that poetry has to rhyme. I've always believed that poetry just needs to tell a story. You know, tell a story. You know, but I never got that part where poetry has to rhyme. You know what I'm saying? Because I've looked over the ages. I mean, I've looked all the way back to Roman time. And a lot of the poetry back then didn't rhyme. It told a story. Or it said something. It, you know what I'm saying? So where is it in the bylaws that a poem has to rhyme? I mean, I go Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony all day long. You know what I'm saying? But what is that? What is that saying? That's something that kids do, children do. We grown folks. You know what I'm saying? So we grown folks. So when do we grow out of that Yankee Doodle stuff? You know that point that rhyme. You know what I'm saying? Because I write in a whole different way. You know, I don't use no rules, no nothing. I just write and make it work from what's on my mind. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I write. So if you start playing by rules, well, then you're not independent. You're dependent on the rules to make your work work. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I make my work work because I make it work. That's the bottom line. Okay?
Right. Okay.
So do you got something for me tonight?
Absolutely not.
You don't have nothing for me tonight?
No, I do not. You ask me that every time I call you, and I tell you all the time.
Yeah.
That's not my thing.
Listen. I'm gonna bless you. I'm just gonna bless you tonight. Since every time you come, you don't have. I'm gonna bless you tonight. This piece is called Yanni Verse Passion. Very few understand. Beautiful Yanni Verse lady, I have come from the dirt regions to greet you. To attest the spirit within you. I have come to retrieve the home I was birthed from, to taste the spout from the living water. To catch your transmuted fire that no one can or prevent from entering the dirt region of our universe city. Everything required of me is from the bowels of moderation, but look in my eyes to be seen something far more profound, far reaching to touch every part of your nature. But I need to capture the cosmic spirit from the dirt land on high. And you have come to see the pillar soundly built, composed largely of originality from the first man and efficiency of a quality better yet to be known. Yet he is a modernization of the strongest core, the middle way of all your prized sacred things, and draws you to catch his fire, not to moderate fire to put your hands into, but warm them by it at a safe distance. The woman who enshrews him be ahead of other women and those who pursue his talent with opportunity become unequal. As he is the hunter, woman from the dirt region preserved, she is the midst of life's form, allaying their passions and feelings, avoiding all unwholesome extremes and morbid sensations added by knowledge and wisdom to her happiness and health, and thereby attains her highest felicity and solidify her in capture. With the right conversation of her concentrated genius, because she respects his higher degree of skillful love laid in the boiling of her abyss, the results of inventive action in the process of natural selection. And that's that piece to you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
I have to be close to the master. And you are a master poet. There is no way I can do that.
Yeah, yes, you can. You just have to. You just listen. When a person writes, a person got to write from their heart, not their head. You understand? I live by that rule. you know. So that's how I live. That's how I write. I write from my heart. Whatever's there in my heart, I have a desire to spill it, that's what I do. I spill it. Whether I'm in an angry mood or whether I'm emotional or whether I'm just sitting and looking out the window enjoying the moon or the star, I write what's right in my heart. And that's it. That's all.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
My sister.
I am
so thankful you came by. I appreciate you. I really do. I do appreciate you.
You're very welcome. You take care now.
You're okay. All right. All right. We have another caller in queue. Who do I have in the WBBN queue at this present moment?
Is this caller? My big brother, C-34 Music?
There go my man. Man, listen here. I'm sending 13 ships to pick you up. Now, which one you decide to get on and arrive on is up to you.
Look, as long as I ain't wearing chains or nothing like that, hey, send me the love boat.
That's it. That's right. How you doing,
my
brother?
Hey, that way Isaac can serve me and stuff like that.
That's right.
Long time no hear.
Yeah, man. Being in jail, coming out of jail, I've barely been out of jail a week, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in jail for a total of 97 days in 4 months. Okay? And that's a damn shame. 97 days in 4 months. That's a damn shame. But anyway.
But it wouldn't be you.
You know, it's all right. It don't bother me no more. I used to get frustrated and mad because I couldn't talk to my readers or anything like that, but they found a way to get all around it and hit me up in my inbox and talk to me every day and everything. So that just made the situation just that much easier. So,
yeah,
I got a question for you.
Sure.
What are your strong and weak points as a poet and a writer?
My strong points is I'm observational. Everything that I write, it comes from either experience of what I see or what I even imagine.
Say that one more time.
Okay. I'm observational. Everything that comes from me is from what I experience, what I see, or what I even imagine.
Now, who does that sound like to you?
See.
Who does that sound like to you?
I don't know what it sounds like. It sounds like me.
See, I do that same thing. Whatever happened around me, and if I want to write about it, I'm going to write about it. Just like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'll feel you 100%. But anyway, now that you're here, now you're over here on my WBBN show, the Boston Chronicles. Now,
yeah.
You know I'm here once a month, every month, without
well, now
fail.
I know.
So now, what I need from you is to create a piece of poetry in the Ngozi Time Conversation. The mic is yours.
Oh. All right. This piece is called Smell Me Here. I'm discovering I have so many questions. I'm in school with one less bell to answer. Coming to the conclusion, we don't need another hero saved by zero, so what's love got to do with me being a private dancer if I had one less egg to fry? Would you be convinced this is your brain on drugs? All these commercials with shiny, happy people losing their religion through REM sleep because everybody hurts sometimes. So, Lucy, in the Sky with Diamonds, you have some splaining to do concerning not just the side, but the main effects of all the main ingredients with no exceptions. Everybody plays the fool. And it takes one to learn to be spinners, being stylistic, drinking OJ without killing somebody dramatic. What you see is what you get when you go outside in the rain. I know it may sound crazy or sexy or cool if you're with the gang swinging in Hollywood in the middle of summer madness as you purchase a one-way ticket to the jungle to wonder if you have permission to boogie on with a reggae woman in a heat wave. Ain't no half stepping. You have some mind-blowing decisions to make clear before you can be declared winners. You can shake your pants while freaky dancing and be labeled an alligator woman making a cameo appearance as you hear folks say you're strange and go back and forth between your single life as they continue talking out the side of their neck. What a firecracker you've become in this mass production of brass construction. I know you're confused by these terms written by the connection of this mothership. Just know, we are one nation under a groove, and we get down for the funk of it. Even if you are devoid and never learn to swim, you have the ability to bust out of this L7 square and be forever known as this cold-blooded super freak walking around with an atomic dog taking a fantastic voyage by the lakeside. So, ain't we funky now? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. In peace.
You know what? Woo! You said, what love got to do with it? Let me tell you. I'm going to tell you what love got to do with it. Because her ass is selfish, impatient, cure. She makes all kind of mistakes, and her ass is out of goddamn control. That's what love got to do with it.
It reminds me of what Red Fox used to say. You got
Man.
To watch the ass.
Man, that girl bad there. She driving car. She driving Mercedes Benz with no tires on it. That's how bad
yep.
she is. She bad. Woo. Man, look here. See, Double D. I'll be at your work all the time. I might not say nothing because a lot of times, the way you put your work together, it really ain't nothing left to be said. Really. If you read it correctly, you make sure. If you read it and you comment and you understood it. If you read it and didn't make no comment, you might have understood it. But boy, a lot of times you make a person go inside they self. Is that man talking about me? You cold piece of work, man. You cold piece of work, but your work is outstanding. Outstanding. I love your writing,
yeah.
man. I love your writing.
Yeah.
But I got to get back over there with you, man, so we can record some stuff, man. But I've just been busy, man. I got a delivery service up and running, and then I'm working two part-time jobs, man. So it's really tough, man. You know what I'm saying? When you see me posting, I'm at work posting. You know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to be working, but I'm at work posting. So I'm barely getting 4 hours of sleep a day, man. So.
Mm.
You know, it is what it
yeah.
is.
Hey, I'd be hustling, too. I'm doing food delivery right now. Not doing DNA work like I used to do because, you know, government. I'm not following
yeah.
the government, so that's how that goes.
Exactly. I get that. I used to do that kind of work, too, man. I used to work with a hospice. I used to work with cancer patients. Yeah, so, you know, with all of that, I came all the way out to California. And all that certification and all that schooling I went to didn't mean nothing because California asked for something different, you know. So I just set my butt down. And I said, I'm gonna figure out how I'm gonna do this. So I went through all the motions of getting the certificates and the business licenses and stuff, and I started my own delivery service for less than $2,600. Okay. And I'm doing pretty good at it right now. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good because I got Walmart. I got Walmart, Amazon, and Kmart. So, you know, Kmart's about to go out of business. They finna close their last store in California in a couple of months. So it is what it is, you know. But I'm doing what I do.
I mean, you're being the boss. You pay the cost to be the boss.
Yeah.
That's how that is. And that's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. You work your own hours and everything. Ain't got nobody to tell you
work
what time
to work. Work my own hours.
Clock.
Nobody. Yeah, there you go. Right there. I mean,
that's right.
Freedom.
That's right. That's
freedom from being 30
right
years
there.
A slave, man. For real.
That's right. There you go. All right, my brother. I appreciate you coming through to WBBN, Ngozi Time. Ooh, excuse me. Multimedia. It presents the Boston Chronicles. I appreciate you coming through. Man, I love that piece. Keep on doing what you're doing. Stay up, stay strong, stay black. One love, one mic. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to have a track from the one and only World Redux. Brother, DJ Brother. Oh, do
on the beat right now, we here to shut it down. Coast to coast right now, I'm here to take the crown. Hat to the back right now, I got the straight crown. Yeah, I got the industry on smash. If you hitting on your boy, you can get your face blast. You can tell that promoter he can call for but my cash. Now I'm back to this piece, you can feel my aftermath. It's real trouble, back up on the double. Independent or major, your boy is going bubble. I'm on this hovercraft, floating on this boat. Thinking about my money stacks, thinking about this G-note. Damn, I got shorties off the chain. Everybody hit the floor, yo, I'm on this money train. I'm putting in the work, son, I really can't explain. All these haters on my back, need to stay up off my lane. Off my lane. Settled in, preaching to the choir with these great ghetto hymns. I try to school these young cats and mold better men. We're killing it coast to coast, so up jumps the veterans. To splash a little liquid all up on it. Long live the alcoholics, call it what you call it. Rampage, shot the kite, I caught it, then I slaughtered. To get down, respect the damn crown. Haters come down when we're banging on the sound. The West Coast love it, I'm a boss in Cobb Town. Any way you look it, straight up or crooked. A nigga like me ain't with the bullshit, I shook it. Beef get braised, sauteed, and slow smoked. Fuck a punchline, nigga, I ain't no joke. They got a problem with Tila, dip lightly. I plug in a mic, my nigga, and get like me.
That beat, WBBN, the Ngozi Time Multimedia presents the Boston live from Lagos, Nigeria. They call their numbers 516-453-9133. Press pound 1 to join the Ngozi Time conversation. Who do I have in queue? Hello?
It's me,
hello?
Baby. It's
who's
me,
that?
Baby.
It's who?
As spoken that.
Who is it? You got me biffed now. Who is this?
Outspoken Live. Can you hear me?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Ladies and gentlemen, what just came in the room is a volcano, a tsunami, a hurricane, a winter storm, and all the planets moving in one alignment. at the same time. Ladies and gentlemen, outspoken live, Ms. Step and Shannon.
What a
we girl, what
a is
look. So wait a minute, hold up. Girl, listen to me. If I didn't know you as well as I know you, because you and I have a very distinct history,
yes.
Like none other, very distinct history, like none other. So, you know what? I'm not even finna hold you back no more. I'm going to open the gate. And ladies and gentlemen,
now, I
I'm
want my question.
This.
I want my question.
You want your question.
I
okay.
Do.
Let me think of a question for you. What perspective or beliefs have you challenged with your writing?
Okay, I got an answer. I think I got an answer. So the perspective and belief that I've challenged with my writing over and over again, and I have not won the challenge, is that I'm supposed to write every single day for the rest of my life, and I don't do it, but the belief has been challenged, and I've lost the challenge.
I get that part because, you know, one thing about me is I can write a piece 5 minutes ago, 3 minutes ago, and then I turn around and I read it, and then I have to turn around and challenge myself to do the next thing. Make no matter what the worldly perspective is or what the intellectual perspective is, I'm going to give you my perspective. And if I have to challenge every concrete belief, that's what I'll do. You know what I'm saying? Because it's my thinking. It's my thoughts. And I don't want nobody telling me how to think, how to write. You know what I'm saying? You've been knowing me for what, 11, 12 years?
Maybe 13. I think 13. I think we met in 2013.
Yeah. So you very well see nothing changed about me. I'm still that same Mr. Boston, Caliism, you know, Penology, Courtship, and Ink. I'm still that same person.
Genius.
Because I'm a firm believer nobody going to change me. If I want to change, I'm going to change me. Nobody else going to have a hand in that. You know what I'm saying? Yes.
Yeah.
Now. So, my beautiful, blonde, cherry blonde queen, the one and only Hurricane in the building, ladies and gentlemen, spoken live, Miss Stanton Shannon, the mic is yours.
I wrestle with poetry in my mind all day and night, and it's been got so bad that I can't even sleep. So since y'all think I had something to sell out that wasn't ever for sale, look here, this motherfucking poem is for free. Now, I don't give a fuck who take this shit right here personal. This piece was so personal that I took the motherfucking shit personal. But personally, all persons need to keep their persons and their personnel on their motherfucking persons until I get finished personalizing my own personality. Everybody say I done sold out and I done had this for sale. Let me ask you something. What was the question that you was trying to sell? And since you in the who's who of who sold out business, what was you doing at the auction? I see the price that was on your tag, how much the shipping and handling cost me. Yeah, you're cheaper than the head, on the head, like the head of a crackhead prostitute selling heads. You need to go head on to
somewhere and gone the fuck ahead for somebody to crack your motherfucking head. And what y'all saying y'all the queens of this and y'all can do that and you can do this. This is America. Go sit down somewhere with that London, England shit. Poetry is not an energy for your synergy or your entity. Poetry is supposed to flow from me and flow to you for the synergy. Look, every poet is a poet, whether you're a poet and you don't know it. Poetry is what floated the earth apart, and poetry knows how to glue it together before you know it. This is a straight-up freestyle because can't nobody else do it like I fucking laugh. And I'm going to live for the laugh because the laugh is how the fuck I survive. And that's that piece. Jeffrey, I wanted you to give me a better question than what you gave me.
Girl, you got me cracking up over here. You got me cracking up over here. You told that girl that she ain't worth the motherfucking postage stamp to ship her ass with. God damn, I like the way you said that shit. Boy, god damn. This I'm booking live, see. That's that old school shit that from back in the day, like when we was coming up through the blog talk and all that.
I mean,
yeah,
poetry
is so different now.
Poetry is so different now. It is so different.
Yeah.
It is so different, especially when you a spoken word artist, because what you and Lady Love and Kane Spade and Jaguar and King Judah instilled in me was pieces to my dream, you know what I'm saying? So it was all universal. You know, so,
yeah.
You know, don't ever think that you ain't a legend, Jeffrey Sanders, because you definitely a legend to me, because it all started with y'all.
I'm just a man. That's all. I'm just a man. I'm just a man that's traveling through life for the second time and doing the reverse of what I should have did the first time.
Right.
And I'm just a man. I'm just a man. I'm just a man with an acuity to be uncut.
I'm uncut.
I don't bite my tongue, and I don't give a damn about what nobody say. You know, and just all I say is respect me as I respect you, and man, we gonna be all right. When you disrespect me, I'm gonna disrespect you in so many ways, and I'm gonna do it in such a kind way. You gonna say what? You gonna forget your own mind? Really?
Right.
And that's how. That's what it is. That's what it is, you know. For Miss Stanton and Shannon, outspoken live. Listen, get that thing together. Get that thing together in Tennessee. And I promise you one thing. I will show, guarantee you.
All right, baby. Y'all stay blessed and be safe.
All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was the one and only outspoken. Spoken live, Miss Stanton. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the next caller in queue, who do I have on the WBBN presents the Boston Chronicles?
Hey, peace and abundant divine blessings. You listen to the tone of voice of Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man Haru. How you doing tonight, sir?
Mr. Magic Man, what's going on, man? What's going on?
Hey.
I'm never going to forget you, brother. Never. Never going to forget you.
Hey.
You know, that's what it is. How you doing tonight, brother?
It's very humbling, very humbling. First of all, congratulations. It's always great when one of us get that championship. You know, you just heard our tone of voice, man. One of the best they ever did it. I'm telling you, she's like a little stick of dynamite that's ready to go up and you know what in the show.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, I've been knowing this girl for a long time. Long time, man. And she's been the very way you see her now is the very way when I first met her on Essence Show on Blog Talk Radio. You know. And me and her have been friends ever since. You know what I'm saying?
And, you know, a lot of people, what's about her is a lot of people misunderstand her, you know. But if you get to know this woman, you'll get to know where she came from, what she's been through, and what she's seen in her life, you know. And then you'll see how her poetry is like it is. You'll see. Yeah. So, my brother, I got a question for you.
No doubt. Look, you had posed something earlier, and you were speaking about how poetry don't have to rhyme. I want to – you inspired me to reveal something. I published this back in 2010, and when I first received it, I was living in Greenville, North Carolina at the time. I was receiving a lot of documents I was ready to put out into the world. A lot of them never made it and was actually published because I did it in ebook form. Only for the adversary and their kind that steal my original computer. So there's a lot of documents out there that I had actually flooded the world with. But anyway, I was able to come across one of my 2010 publications when you were speaking with the young lady earlier. You were speaking about how who said poetry has to rhyme. So you inspired me to share with you live on air something I received back in 2010, okay? This one here is called Three Dead Bodies. Very, very important. To me, it's one of the most important ones that I actually received because when I received it, matter of fact, I'm not going to tell you what it reminded me of because I know what it reminded me of. But when I get through with it, I want you to meditate on it. You might not be able to answer tonight. If you can, fine. But I want you to I want you
but
to
I'm gonna
see
tell you,
if it reminds
you. Let me give you another thing, too. That piece of poetry that you writ and dropping in the Boston on my Boston Chronicles inbox.
Okay.
And I'll study it. I'll study it, break it down, and give you my take on it. How about
that? All right, that's a bet. That's a bet.
Okay,
she better do this in a minute.
Okay.
All right.
Absolutely.
It's
do your thing. Do your thing. Mike yours.
All right. It's called Three Dead Bodies, originally revealed in 2010. One day, a tomb was unearthed, and three dead bodies lay deep within. The first of the three dead bodies, after intense study, was buried almost 6,000 years ago. The second body was 2,000 years, and the third about 1,000. A worldwide mission was launched to see if all three bodies could be resurrected. The first body was given to a rabbi, a rabboni, and a kohen. They all failed. The second body was given to a pastor, a bishop, and a pope. They also failed. Third body was given to an imam, a sheikh, and a muadzin. Okay? And like all others before, they met the same fate. After trying for some time, they all came to an agreement that the dead bodies could not be resurrected. So they put all three dead bodies back into the one tomb that all three bodies came out of. Only this time, cement was placed over the entrance so it could never be reopened again. Okay? That's the first page. Here's the second part.
Okay.
Okay. So many years passed, a being came along after hearing about the three dead bodies that was buried, went up to the tomb and was able to resurrect all three of the bodies. I won't mention how long it took the being to bring life back to the dead. That's not the point. So the real question is, who was he? Where did he come from? And how did he resurrect the bodies? For the first of the three dead bodies, he read the Torah from Bereshit to Genesis to Deuteronomy, which is Deuteronomy. The second body was given the blood of Christ. Not the blood if or when he was shed, not the blood if or when it was shed, but was said in the red letters of the Bibles that we have today. The third and the final body was resurrected by the recitation of El Quran, which is 114 surahs in the original order. Soon afterwards, he vanished almost as suddenly as he came. All three bring it back into society in due time. Soon the world became obsessed about the mystery man, not who he was, but how he was able to get all three of the dead bodies without removing the cement.
Mm. Yeah, that's something to study right there, brother. You put that. Yeah, okay. And I'm going to answer that for you. It might not be the answer that you want, but I'm going to answer that for you. And then you tell me how close I was to deciphering exactly what you said. Because my first thought of mine was not God, but what created God brought those bodies back alive. You understand? But then you can look at it in another way and say, only an ancestor can raise an ancestor. Because a human being can't. So I just said, only an ancestor can raise an ancestor, but that raised body wouldn't be here on this earth if the ancestor raised the ancestor. But then you got three bodies there. You know what I'm saying? So you got me thinking that all three of these bodies are spirits. You know, so I'm drop that in my Boston Chronicles inbox, man. I'm gonna decipher that shit and bring it back to you.
I know you will, and thank you so much for allowing me to share that.
Yes, sir.
All right, peace.
Uh-huh. You're welcome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the Magic Man with that deep, 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 deep question that left on my mind, and I got to answer that. He just gave me a challenge, so I got to get that right there. All right, now we're about to have a track by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame legend, Brother.
Check one, check two. This Rob, 5150 Recording Studios from the OX, Oxnard, California. Can't forget that comment to you.
King Chin, what up?
Really feeling this shit. And I've been going all night. It's like 5 in the morning. I'm a little hoarse. The fuck is I'm the best for it, the game saw it. Still ready, take niggas out they flesh for it. I'm built on higher senses. Go to war through the core, your mind frame, attack pain. I'm the evil inside Kane, the element and diamonds that seduced that bitch, gave you a fly name. You're too soft while I train. My ether is moved around like some furniture from IKEA. Play golf with your ideas. When your dream catch a glimpse on how I get down with creation from my ears. Who you know, great stations and stage with incredible MCs like Exhibit and trade. You motherfuckers act all gay, it's pretty simple. I dumb it down, try to see what's really in your mental and make you think before you pull that pistol. Cause on the street, yeah, you ballin', but they say you blew the whistle.
Sinners coincide with the victimless. Back to a black boy before I turn penniless. Wrecked two vehicles when it got another whip. Back on that rubber grip, banging George Clinton in the mother shit. No close ties with the mumble lips. Threw a brick through a glass house. No mask when it took the stash out. Hit drunk and passed out. Slipped in the coma, never came out. Never said the same mouth. A couple close shots made him fade out. Had a slow leak in a safe house. Polygraph penalized rappers turned feminine. Overlook lies in the evil time. Sight from an evil eye. Sight from a loaded nine. Thoughts from an ill mind. Let me clarify the meaning. Understand that's what you're singing. Cause you know we're champion.
Listen, my shit hotter. Biscuit popper, my nigga, New York Knickerbocker. I spit proper, y'all niggas ain't shit, partner. Jewel dropper, you pick them up in the stick rider. A whole lot of fans in the world, I'm a globetrotter. A whole lot of grams in my hand, I'm a snow copper. P. I like ice and I like minks. Might fuck you up, Mike Tyson or Spike Spinks.
Can't fuck with the golden glove. Put the hole in your chest when I'm holding the lotus love. Bang! Murder was the case. Gun in my waist, that is straight disturbing your face.
Whoa.
Nigga,
keep going.
Sun pop toolies. We can shoot a fair one. Unbox movie.
Yeah.
Believe everything that I say.
Rock
say. Sean Price in the King of LA. Let's go. Bang!
Yo, KK, what it do, man? It's Black King, Pomona, California, representing. Trifling out this motherfucker, now I'm talking about.
Oh, we. Ladies and gentlemen, that West Coast swang ain't nothing to be played with. Again, good evening from WBBN, the Gozy Time Multimedia, presents the Boston Chronicles. We broadcasting live from Nigeria, Lagos. Call in number 516-453-9133. Press pound 1 to join in the Gozy Time conversation, everybody. All right, next up in queue, who do we have in queue?
Me.
Oh, okay. I already know who me is. You know what I'm saying? At least she ain't the, church mouse. How you doing, Deborah? How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm just calling in just to support you, and I've been enjoying every bit of poetry that I've heard tonight.
Well, I got one. I got one for you. One that I know you like, and I know that it sits well with you, because I know that you felt this piece when I did that piece, and it's called One.
Yes, sir. Okay.
I sit in between a time and a space where there's never the moment I have to search for you. We are becoming one in one, single of our entity. Your presence is my present. My presence belongs as always, as promised, and I greet you here in each moment. The sad ones, the ones that keep you smiling. Those greater ones where conversation is fruitful, especially those long ones about us. Where we journey to distant lands and other worlds, tapping into the spiritual witness that keeps you and me present to his presence. To calm down without rush or fuss. Stop and reflect and analyze all pros and cons. Count all possible merits and faults because we have grown into one piece. Nah.
Now you... Now you know.
Yeah.
Listen, folks, that is an outstanding classic going back to June of this year. Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders, and, of course, the Boston Chronicles. We got some callers here that's going to come on live right now with us. And, you know, it's getting around that witching hour, so I'm bringing on the first caller tonight. Call number one, you're live right now with the original Bethnet Classic.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
All right. How you doing? This doll lady, Laureate, or Nicole. One love, brother. How you doing?
Hey, man. Thank you so much. You know, that tonight Jeffrey couldn't be with us tonight, so we had to do a classic in his time. Of course, this was his time slot. But, man, what a show, man. You know, some raw poetry right there, huh?
Oh, my God. I was feeling each and every one. And I thought it was live because I just came on, you know, I was driving. I thought, oh, snap. And I came on at the point about if poetry had to rhyme. I did not know that it was a tape. It was beautiful. I loved everybody that spoke. It was awesome. All the poetry. You know I love poetry. So I'm glad I caught
it. Indeed. Yeah, you know, of course, you know, like I said, we have some, you know, loads and loads of thousands and thousands of archives. You know, we've done some many shows along the way, and, you know, I can't even go into detail of all the shows we have done on a constant basis since 2013. But, of course, you know, this is Mr. Boston's night, so we couldn't play anybody else but Mr. Boston. He'll be back next month, of course, right here at WBN. And, of course, you know, Boston's getting on my nerves with that WBN stuff, but I got him at the end of the show anyway, but the teasing. But he was just so excited. You know, you have any piece to do tonight?
Yeah, actually, it was different, and it was pertaining to a lot of the stuff I was saying tonight. And I said, if I make it home, I go get this old poem that I pulled out, and it's, you know, what's love got to do with it? And that's what reminded me of that poem.
All right.
And so I wrote this for...
The mic is yours. The mic is yours.
Yeah. All righty. So, you know, with no copyright infringement intended, I could hear, what's love got to do with it? What's love with a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do with it? Who needs this love when this life can be stolen? You infected me with your love. Says you would love me for life, making me your wife. Dedicated to you in sickness and health, poverty or wealth, non-comparable to the pain I felt as we went from date to mate to the nights I stayed up late to the ceiling of my fate. Irate from the distaste, my health began to deteriorate. Falsifying records with deceit, with sensuality at your grief, satisfying in between, cascading lust instead of need. Blinded to the defeat of what you meant to me, didn't know what I would need. What's love got to do? You injected poison into my vein as you made it rain. My flesh was never the same again, infecting me with his touch as I longed for it so much. Not noticing the blister as he rubbed my skin against his chin. In the end, he would win as his soul disseminated from sin. He infected me, she infected him, a disease with no cure. It's too late for being pure. He couldn't get no more, so he continued messed up. I'm not really sure, but our lives would never be the same. We were stolen by the game. No fame to claim because AIDS was the same. What's love got to do with it? Who needs this heart when this life can be stolen? So that was dedicated to a friend of mine years ago whose husband passed away of it. And when she told me her story, I wrote this poem for her. I don't know where she's at now. No one love, queen.
You know, it's crazy, you know, poetry is universal, and I believe in her spirit. You got a chance to hear that, what you did tonight for us. You know, Nikki, I'm very, very proud of you. You're a wonderful supporter of what we do here on The Story, but you just a beautiful person, and a lot of people need to follow her. You know, tell all of our listeners tonight how they can follow you.
Okay, I'm on Facebook under Nicole, N-I-C-K-O-L-E Williams. And you'll see Doll Lady Laureate. I am the president of Elite Dolls of Faith, Queen City Dolls, the Charlotte, North Carolina chapter. I'm a poet, author. I have 5 books on Amazon.com, political awareness, prison ministry. You know, I'm a community activist. Can I plug my event that we all collaborate in with the Elite Dolls of Faith, Queen City Dolls?
Of course you can.
So, on October 15th in Charlotte, North Carolina, 1000 Anders Street, you can find the tickets on Eventbrite called Purple Pearls Quintessence, where Elite Dolls of Faith, Queen City Dolls, and also launching my new organization, Devorah Closet, Inc. And I will have some wonderful speakers, 5 speakers. And one of the queens of my speakers is also Angela Thomas-Smith, who is also a host on WBNN. And I am honored to have her there, along with my founder, Cindy Dollface Smith, Doll Sister Diva Louisa Maxwell, Carla Langsford, a wonderful, and Tiffany Brown out here in Charlotte. Coming from Charlotte, Durham, Georgia. It's going to be an awesome event. It's called Quintessence. And I have a wonderful DJ, female. So, you know, vendors, you know, come on out. You know, it's about bringing domestic violence awareness into our communities. You know, it starts, it's the adverse effects that our children have because of the abuse that they see. It's about educating the community while still communing together as one and resourcing and pooling to try to make a difference. So, again, it's Purple and Pearls Quintessence on Eventbrite at 1000 Anders Street in Charlotte, North Carolina on Saturday, October 15th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Thank you so much, Brother O, for allowing me to plug that.
Well, first of all, you know, it's wonderful. You talk about domestic violence. We have a lot of violence in the streets today. It's definitely our children, you know what I mean, just going up and, you know, feel like they need to pull a gun out for anything and everything. And I do believe the root of it starts at home. So I really want to thank you, wonderful, wonderful Nicole Williams, y'all, on this wonderful original Beverly Nation classic. You have a caller? Caller?
Caller.
You're live right now. Call back, you know what I mean? We'll get that phone right. All right. Caller number two, you're live right now with me and the original BevNat classic featuring Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders, and the Boston Chronicles tonight. All right. Okay. Well, so we'll keep on rolling with the callers. Call number three, you're live right now. This will be the last caller of the night. Call number three, you're live right now with the Boston Chronicles on the original BevNat classic.
This is Clev One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street, Bully side of Philadelphia. Tapping in, you know what I'm saying, because the bars was excellent, tremendously paramount, you know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to tap in. I was really salt my note that Mr. Boston wasn't on it. You had his food, brother O. You had us food, my man. But that was beautiful, you know what I'm saying? That was very beautiful. And yo, shout out to the soundtrack as well, man, you know what I'm saying? It's always good to hear some good West Coast, you know what I mean, some bars, you know what I mean? So all the night was bars. It was bars all over the place, you know what I mean? Not only do we build the bricks up and stand the sticks up, you know what I'm saying, we stay on the good side of the bars out here. You feel me? We stay on the positive side of the bar.
I feel you with two hands and everything else, man, the feet and all that. You know, first of all, let people know, man, you know, this man has graduated to become a host here at WBNN. Why don't you tell them the name of your show, bro, and when you come on?
Listen, man, we stand in the sticks here. You know what I'm saying? That's what we doing. Tomorrow night, 9:30, be there. You know what I'm saying? Have your popcorn, have your Skittles, have your honey buns. You know what I'm saying? Have your Gatorade, have your Calypso. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you doing. You know what I mean? Have your Reader's Water Ice. You know what I mean? Have your Philadelphia's Pretzel Factory. You know what I'm saying? Clever One is getting it in. We build the bricks up. And we stand the sticks up. Check your salad,
guys. That's why I was waiting to understand. Check your salad like tomorrow night. Stand in the sticks, y'all. Okay, what more can I say? You know, Mr. Boston's done a great job this year, you know, and I really appreciate him being one of the outstanding new hosts that could possibly win the Sonya Griffin Award. So what more can be said? What more can be said? I'm just so grateful of all of the outstanding talents that we've had on this outstanding program. I'm just so proud of everybody and what they do for us on a constant basis. We'll take another call. All right, call number four. You're live right now with the original BevNat Classic right here at WBNN, the Story Network.
Hello, this is Angela calling from Union City, Georgia tonight. Hello.
The queen of collaboration. And also, it's just so wonderful how Nicole Williams talked about you, that being honored. And I pictured you on stage, you know, letting them women have it, you know what I'm saying, with love, concern, and devoted, you know, just a way to help people and, you know, and change people for the better. And I'm very proud of what you guys are doing and that wonderful meeting, you know, that wonderful, or like the old folk would say, that old-fashioned camp meeting, huh?
Right. Well, I want to thank her, give a shout-out to her on tonight for all that she do in domestic violence and in community there in Charlotte, North Carolina. It is definitely an honor because this is really going to be the first time that I really, really openly share about my domestic violence. And I'm doing this because everybody don't know my story. They know bits and pieces of my story because I've not openly shared. And I think it's time that I openly share this story because a lot of people can be healed by me sharing my story. So I'm going to do it on that day. I'm saddened by a lot of the things that are happening in my city and in my state of South Carolina. There's just two missing girls right now. And if you look back at it, all the signs lead to domestic violence, and we can't find these two ladies.
Well,
and it hurts my heart. It's sad. It is simply sad. And it's like the law enforcement is not using resources to try to find these individuals. And it's just sad. So I thank Star Lady Laureate for what she's doing and allowing us to share our experiences and our journey. But thank you for our new platform. You allow us to come together and allow us to bring people on and share. It's because of this platform that I was able to connect with Nicole to even, you know, us to be able to do the things that we're doing. So thank you for being who you are and for allowing the creator to use you. So thank you.
I really thank you, too, you know, for all the things that you do on a constant basis. Definitely, you know, not only, you know, collaborating. You know, remember, Ansa Thompson was great before she came to the story. All right. And, you know, being an outstanding commissioner and, you know, just being a good, good teammate with the rest of WBNN. When is your next show, young lady?
My next show is September 21st. I'll be on the night after Jerry, the day before Hooney. I tell you, you stuck me between two greats of the network. And I'm just honored to be right there because it pushes me. They have set the bar high, and I thank them. And I want to thank all of the hosts that have called in tonight to support Brother Boston in his absence. Thank you for allowing me to share. If anybody would like to follow the Queen, you can follow me on Linktree, Queen of Collaboration. I love to network partner because it's not about me. It's about the kingdom, and it's impacting. And we have to do that through learning, love, and leading. Thank you, Brother O, for allowing me to share tonight.
Yes, indeed. We appreciate you. Of course, the name of her show is called Walking in Purpose, y'all. And what more can we say from the, you know, fourth ever commissioner of our network, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith. We got another caller online. I love this. Caller number five, you're live right now with, of course, the original Beth Knight Classic honoring Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders, and the Boston Chronicles.
Thank you, Jordan Gozy. I just wanted to say to Mr. Boston, thank you for allowing Angela to mention that on her show. I'm sure it is near and dear to her heart because having lived down in South Carolina about a couple of decades ago, you don't hear much of people jumping on the loss of being able to find people that are just missing in the clear blue, even if it is in a minority community, mostly because they do look out for each other pretty much down there. If something's wrong on the radio, they'll shut it down if they thought it would influence the kids. At least that was when I was there. And, you know, it's just too much going on out here. And if the police down there don't appear to be investigating, then hopefully Angela will be able to get a chance to talk to people who would like to gather together and talk to their political representatives and, if possible, go on the air down there to discuss these missing people because, you know, some people you need to put a fire under in order to keep them moving. But thanks
That's
for
right.
the music, Bob. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you, Antonia. Yeah. And, you know, I appreciate you. This young lady comes on the night before Mr. Boston. She was on last night, had an outstanding show, Informational Guru, by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. Broadcaster nominee, Miss Antonia Bass. We have another caller, and then we'll go right into it and go through time. Caller number six. Wow. This here on a classic show. You're live right now. All right. Here's call number six. Just wanted to talk. All right, we're going to go right into it and go through time. And, of course, our commissioner.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother L. And that was definitely an awesome BevNet classic. And I was glad to hear Shannon Stanton again on there. So I recognize her voice immediately. She has a very distinctive, unique voice. And her poetry, whoa, 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 that was definitely the old Shannon back. And enjoy Mr. Boston's poetry as well, as always. And, wow, a wonderful BevNet classic. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Milebe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mothers, excuse me. Whoa, something got stuck in my throat. For our mothers and fathers' favorite producer, Oladele Milewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Excuse me, everyone. And stay tuned for Standing the Sticks with Clev One tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, right here on WBNN, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. And Clev One, wow, you got to tune in tomorrow, everybody, to hear this new host on WBNN, an awesome guy. So make sure you stay tuned tomorrow night. I am Chinchilla Jonesia, saying good night and good luck, everyone.